Okay, good morning, everybody. Today's daf is Zvachim Daf Pei Aleph. We left off on Daf Pei on the base, 7 lines from the bottom of the page at Tashima, toward the end of the line, 7 lines from the end of the page. Today's share sponsored once again by Dr. David Lander, in honor of his wife and children, Ali Nishlis, his mother, Golda Basimcha Leah Shalom, and Neshama Shevin Aliyah. We thank him very much for the continued sponsorship of the Daf Yomi Shir. So we were right in the middle of a conversation where we were trying to bring 6 challenges to the Shita of Rav Ashi. So we have brought 3 of them. We're going to bring 3 more, just to remind ourselves what was that all about. So the Gemara had tried to explain why it is that Rabbi Elazar holds that if you have a little bit of regular water, let's say tap water, that gets mixed in to the mechatas, that you do shtei hazaos. So we had 3 explanations of that opinion. Rav Ashi's opinion was that that Rabbi Elazar holds Rabbi Elazar holds ein bila. So the Gemara is questioning, is that really true, that ein bila, that when you mix liquids with one another, that it doesn't become totally mixed in, that there remains a pocket of one liquid in this taroves? So we're challenging that shita. We've already had 3 challenges. We're going to have 3 more. Then the Gemara is going to have a machlokas, whether the shirayim of a chatas, let's say you have a chatas, it's a behema, so the dam is supposed to go lemaila, the zrikas dam is above the chuta sikra, but then the shirayim get poured down on the bottom of the mizbeach. So does that mean that it goes on the same part of the mizbeach that the dam ola goes lechachila, just anywhere below the chuta sikra? Or does that mean, no, it's got to go in the yesoda mizbeach, that last bottom ama of the mizbeach, not anywhere below the chuta sikra? And the Gemara is going to bring a couple of rayas, whether it could be put on the wall of the mizbeach or only on the yesod of the mizbeach. Then the Gemara is going to, in the course of that discussion, we're going to discover that there are 3 different sources for the rule of ein olin mevatlin zeh, that when you have taroves of different damim, that they're not mevatel one another, that they remain with their own identity, even though there's a taroves. So the Gemara is going to question, why do I need 3 sources? Or better put, why does each opinion not like the other one's source for this rule of ein olin mevatlin ze'ezeh? And then the Gemara is going to go back to the other discussion. It's going to try to prove that shirayim can in fact be placed on the wall of the mizbeach, that they don't need to be placed on the yesod of the mizbeach. And that conversation is going to bring us all the way to the Mishnah on Amud Beis, which is probably where we're going to stop today anyway. So let's begin. Again, we're 7 lines from the end of the page on Daf Pei Amud Beis, and we're challenging Rav Ashi. Again, Rav Ashi is the one that held that Rabbi Elazar holds Ein Bila, that the reason why you need to do Shtei Hazaos when a drop of water, of tap water, goes into the Mechatas is because on the first sprinkling that you do may be only the tap water. You may not get the mechata. So you got to do 2 sprinklings because ein bila. So says the Gemara, Tashma, I'll bring you a raya. That's a kasha on Rav Ashi, because it says in our Mishnah that anitzan matana achas and asarvu benitan b'matana achas. If let's say you have dam of a carbon that requires 1 matnas dam on the mizbech, that gets mixed in with dam of another carbon that likewise only requires 1 matnas dam on the mizbech. So like dam of a bechor that gets mixed with dam of a Meiser of Meiser Behema. So what do? You nasru matana achas. You do a single matnas dam, and that will work for both karbanos. Well, wait a second. V'yam retain bila. If you assume that when liquids mix with one another, maybe they don't really mix. Maybe they stay independent, and there are pockets of each. Well, amay nasru matana achas. How can doing 1 matana work for both karbanos? After all, dilma mehai kiyav mehai lo kiyav. Maybe when you did 1 matana, you're only getting dam from the Meiser Behema and not from the Bechor, or vice versa, and the other carbon isn't covered. So if you really hold Ein Bila, 1 Matana should not work. Now the case must be that there's an exact shear of 1 Matana Stam from the Meiser, and an exact shear of 1 Matana Stam from the Bechor. So you have exactly in this Kli a shear of 2 Matana Stam, and that's it. And the Kohen does two zrikos. So when it says yinasun b'matana achas, it does not mean only one zrika. It means you do a matana achas for each carbon. So it actually means that you do two zrikos because you cannot rely that it's been properly mixed with one another. That is how Rashi understands a lot. He's adding a lot into the words of the Gemara, right? Meaning all the Gemara says, so Rashi says that's not only describing that the Tarovis is a much smaller Tarovis than we previously assumed, that it's Matana Achas, and the amount needed for Matana Achas, but then he also adds, and you're doing two Zrikos. Tosa says, well, why do we have to say that it's Nesariv Shir Matana Achas B'Shir Matana Achas? You could say that it's Nesariv Harbe Baharbe and just throw all of the dam. Meaning, why do you have to say that this Tarovis was like someone managed to just pull out from the Meiser Behema, from one carbon, just to Shir Matana Achas, and from the other carbon, just to Shir Matana Achas, and that somehow got mixed in with one another? Why don't you just assume all the blood got mixed in with one another and then just be Zorik all of it, and then you'll know, you'll be safe if you're Zorik all of it. So Tosos gives two answers. Number one, he says, if you're going to require the Kohen to be Zorik a full kos of dam, he's not going to listen to us because he knows that that they're both kosher. So he's not going to want to be Zorik the whole kos of dam. Second of all, Tosos says that in the Mishnah it says, Yinasnu b'matana achas, which doesn't sound like he's throwing the entire kos of dam. It sounds like that there's some more limited nesinas dam on the mizbeach, that it's not just dumping everything on the mizbeach. So that's why it must be that when the Mishnah says yinasun matana achas, it's saying that what you had to begin with, the tarovas you had to begin with, was so teeny tiny that you're able to be zorik the entire tarovas by doing two zrikos, or by doing two nesinos. Okay, Raya number five now. The Mishnah went on to say, Matan Arba b'matan Arba. Let's say you have dam that requires Shtayim Shein Arba on the Mizbeach that gets mixed in with dam of another carbon that also requires Shtayim Shein Arba on the Mizbeach. Let's say dam of an Ola with dam of a Shlamim. So what do we say? You do Matan Arba, you do Shtayim Shein Arba. Now, according to Rav Ashi, that explains Rabbi Eliezer, that Ein Bila, that when liquids mix together, they don't really mix together. So when you do Shtayim Shein Arba, how do you know that you've covered both karbanos? Maybe when you did Shtayim Shein Arba, you lucked into only the blood of the Ola and not at all, not any of the blood of the Shlamim, and you therefore didn't do what you needed to do. So answer the Gemara, Hachanami Shenisarvu Arba Biarba. So this also, we have to make an ukimta and say that how much dam was mixed with how much dam, exactly Shtayim Shein Arba worth of the Ola was mixed with exactly Shtayim Shein Arba worth of the Shlamim, and you do Shtayim Shein Arba twice, and in that way you know that you've done Shtayim Shein Arba from each of the Karbanos. Now the Acharonim ask, do you know that necessarily? Maybe you did all the Matanos of the Ola on one Karen and all the Matanos of the Shlamim on the other Karen. Meaning if you do Shtayim Shein Arba twice, so maybe, and it doesn't really mix together, maybe when you did Shtayim Shein Arba on one corner of the Mizbeach twice, that was both times was the Ola blood. And when you did Shtayim Shein Arba twice on the other corner, that was all the Shlamim blood. So maybe it didn't work out exactly correctly. So the Panim Yiru says that since Kalanitar on the Mizbeach Shnasun Matana Achas is Kiper, since anyway, as long as you did a Matana Achas on the Mizbeach, it will achieve Kapara anyhow. We don't have to be choshesh that that pumped when you did two on one corner, that it was both from the same carbon, two on the other corner was from the other carbon, because even if it did happen, even if that were to happen, you'd still be yotzei. Furthermore, the Achronim ask, we should be choshesh for Baltosif, because it could be that you're adding Matanos Yeseros with the Dama Ula and the Shlamim. The Torah says Matana Achas on each Karen, and you're putting Kama Matanos on each Karen, meaning, okay, so maybe I don't have to worry that I'm not going to be Yotzei, because Matana Achas and Yotzei. But if I'm putting twice on the same Karen from the same Karban, that should be Baltosif. Isn't that a violation of Baltosif? So that's what the Achronim answer. No, that's not a violation of Baltosif. Baltosif is if you do more matanos in a different place. But to do extra matanos in one place is not Baltosif. He says, Mashal ma davar doma, there's a mitzvah of Kohanim to do Birch Kohanim. What if a Kohen spends the morning in in the Minyan factory in somewhere in Eretz Yisrael, or even in Cedars, where they do Birchas Kohanim every Minyan. So, and he does Birchas Kohanim multiple times. Is that a violation of Baal Tosef? That's not a violation of Baal Tosef. It's only Baal Tosef when he gives other brachos aside from Birchas Kohanim. That's what Siv Pesach Frank has a funny tshuva when Kohen comes down from the Duchen and they say Shkoyach, and he says Baruch Tiyah. Ah, Baal Tosef, he gave another bracha. So why is that not a violation of Baal Tosef? But similar to what Tosef writes in Rosh Hashanah, that blowing Meya Tekios is not Baal Tosef. You're just doing the same thing over and over again. That's not Baal Tosef. When you add something new, something a little different, that's going to be a violation of Baal Tosef. Okay, so now the Gemara says the sixth and final raya that the Mishnah went on to say, Matan arba b'matana achas. Let's say you have blood of a korban ola, which requires shtayim shein arba. That gets mixed in with, let's say, blood of a bechor, which only requires matana achas. So what do you do? So that was the machlokas, Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Yeshua. Rabbi Elazar, that you do four matnos dam. But isn't that a kasha on Ravashi? Because according to Rabbi Eliezer, the way Ravashi understands Rabbi Eliezer is ein bila, when you do four matnos dam, how do you know that you necessarily got the dam of the Bukhar at all? Maybe all four matnos dam were from the dam of the Ola, and we're not from the dam of the Bukhar. V'chitema, maybe you'll answer me, hachanami, that over there also will make an ukimta, b'nis arvu arba, that the case must be that what got mixed together is exactly the amount of dam that it takes to do four matnos dam, that with the amount of dam from the ola, with exactly the amount of dam that it takes to do one matnos dam of the bechor, and then you do all five matnos dam, right, in order to cover, and so you're zorik all the dam in this taroves. Well, iachi, if that's the case, Amalo Rabbi Yeshua says to Rabbi Eliezer that lishi toscha, that you do matan arba, harayu over al Baal Tosef, you're violating Baal Tosef. Well, hacha Baal Tosef mehecha, if the case is that all there was from the Dama Bechor was one matnas dam worth, where would you be in violation of Baal Tosef? You don't have more than a shear of matana achas from the Dama Bechor. It would be a violation of Baal Tosef if you take Dama Bechor, which requires one matnas dam, and you do several matnas dam, but you only have one shear of matnas dam from the Bechor. So it must be that the Mishnah is talking about that it's a mixture of lots of dam with lots of dam. And that's why Rabbi Yeshua is bothered by the Baal Tosef problem. And that's a kasha on Ravashi, because if it's a mixture of lots of dam with lots of dam, and Rabbi Eliezer really holds ein bila, that they don't mix together, why does Rabbi Eliezer say that you do matan arba? Maybe you're not getting any of the dam ha'ola when you do matan arba. Maybe you're not getting any of the dam ha'bukhar when you're doing matan arba. Maybe you're just getting a pocket of dam of one of the karbanos. So Rabbi answers for Shitas Ravashi, and so doing backtracks on pretty much everything we've said. Ella Amar Rava. Rava says that Rabbi Eliezer really holds Ein Bila, like Ravashi's suggesting. There are pockets, it doesn't mix well together. What about all the Mishnah, all the lines in our Mishnah and all the prices that we quoted? So Bibalul, when they are when you have liquid mixed with liquid, lo pligi. There is no machlokas Rabbi Elazar and the Rabbanan. When it says that Rabbi Elazar disagrees with the Rabbanan and the Brisos and on Rabbi Yeshua and our Mishnah, that's not talking about where liquid mixes with liquid. Ki pligi bekosos. The only case of the machlokas Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Yeshua is when you have multiple kosos and you can no longer identify which kos is holding dam ola and which kos is holding dam chatas. You don't know what kind of korban blood is in each kos, but each kos is pure. It's not that there's a mixture of blood within a single kos. The Rabbi Lazar islay rowan. So according to Rabbi Lazar, we say that we view the dam ola when you're zorikit lamayla and the dam chatas when you're zorikit lamata as if it were mayim, meaning if you take the dam of the wrong carbon and you put, meaning the dam of a carbon, you put it on the wrong part of the mizbeach, you could just view that as if it's a mayim, and therefore the kohen can take blood from both kosos and put it lamaila, and the one that's right is right, and the one that's wrong is just water, and he can take blood from both kosos and put it lamata. The one that's right is right, and the one that's wrong is just water, and it's not a violation. Baal Tosef. L'Rabbanan las l'Rowin. But the Rabbanan do not hold of Rowin, and therefore the halacha is that both damim have to be poured into the Amma and just drained out of the Azara. Because if you put a kos that requires matanah nachas four times, you're violating Baal Tosef. So the Gemara asks on Rava's answer from Rabbi Yehuda in the Brisa, who disagrees with our Mishnah and says that the Machlokas Rabbi Elazar and the Chacham is talking about something else. O bebalu lo pligi, you mean to tell me that the Chacham and Rabbi Eliezer are not disagreeing about a case where liquid mixes with liquid? Vahatanya, but don't we have a Brisa? Am Rabbi Yehuda lo nechluku Rabbi Elazar v'chamim al dam chatos shenisar v'dam ola sheyikrab, that the way Rabbi Yehuda teaches up the Machlokas between Rabbi Elazar and the Chachamim, there is no machlokas if dam chatas gets mixed with dam ola, that you can be makrav both of the damim, lemaila and lemata, and that's not considered a shinui makom adam, because Rabbi Yehuda holds that even the Rabbanan would say that we view that extra dam as if it's mayim. So when you zorek both types of dam, lemaila, so the chatas belongs lemaila, and the ola dam you could view as mayim when you put it lemaila. When you put both types of dam lamata, the ola belongs lamata, and the chatzos you view as mayim. That's not what they argue about. What they argue about is Barovea v'nirba shelo yikrev. That let's say you have dam of a carbon kosher that gets mixed with dam of a rovea, of a nirba, of a carbon pasul. That you can't be makriv, even though the dam kosher may be the rove, because the chacham margozer that you'll come to be makriv even when the dam of the rovea or the nirva is the rove. So that's a special gzeres chachamim al ma nechlukum. So they don't disagree about that either, about Rovea v'nirba, that Salman Nechluku, what do they disagree about? Al dam tamima shenisarva b'dam balas mum, that when you have a dam tamim that gets mixed with the dam of a balas mum, so Rabbi Elazar Amar Yikrav bein bebalul bein bekosos, that Rabbi Elazar says I don't care how the mix-up happened, whether the mix-up happened that the blood of a tamim and the blood of a balas mum were all poured in the same kos and therefore it's a liquid mixture, or whether they remain in separate kosos but you can no longer identify which kos is which. That which the Torah says they now let it be bring dam of balei mumim on the mizbeach, that's only when the dam of the balei mum is in its own kos, but when it's mixed in together with other dam, the Torah doesn't aser it. The chachamim omrim lo yikrav, and the chachamim say you shouldn't be makravik, because they hold that the Torah holds that the Torah says that you're not allowed to be maladam balei mumim, whether it's alone or whether it's mixed in with dam kasher. So that's all a kasha on Rava. Why? Because just like Rabbi Yehuda holds that the machlokas between Rabbi Elazar and the Rabbanan is bein bebalul bein bekosos, he's explicit about that. The Rabbi Yehuda says this machlokas is whether it's balul, whether the liquids are mixed together, or whether we're just confused about what's in what kos. So too our Mishnah must hold that the machlokas Rabbi Elazar and Rabbanan, which is about roim, is bein bebalul bein bekosos. Is likewise, it's the same premise that it's about both balul and kosos. So the Gemara says no, that's not necessarily a raya. Because Rabbi Yehuda, who explains the machlokas, Rabbi Elazar and Rabbanan, only about dam kosher that's mixed with dam of a bal mum, but he said if you have two karbanos bloods that are both kosher or karbanos, that everyone would agree we apply roim. Ali b'de Rabbi Eliezer Masni. He learns, he's teaching within the sheet of Rabbi Eliezer, who allows being Zorik the Dam, Bein Bebol Bein Bekosos. When he says Bein Bebol Bein Bekosos, he's saying Rabbi Eliezer's Shita, who allows being Zorik the Dam, when you have a mixture of Dam Tamim and Dam Balmum, is regardless of how the Taroves is, whether it's a Taroves of liquid in a single coast, or whether it's a mix up of which coast is which coast. Because Rabbi Eliezer is Machshir, only Dam. Only one dam from the Taroves, the dam of the kosher. So according to Rav Ashi, you could say that the case is that a little bit of the dam of the Baal Mum gets mixed in with a lot of the dam of the Tamimim, and the Kohen is Zorik from that Taroves enough dam that you know for sure you're getting some of the dam of the Tamimim onto the Mizbeach. And therefore, you don't have to rely on Bila, because you know for sure, you know what the volume of the dam of the Baal Mum is, and you being zorik more than that on the Mizbeach. V'rabanan, but our Mishnah that says that the Machlokas, Reb Elazar and the Chachamim, is even about a taroves of two types of valid karbanos, and Rabbi Eliezer is machshir, both damim, because we say roim, we say whatever you're getting wrong, just view it as if it's water, that's bekosos pligi. Enoch Nami, Rav Ashi would say that is not talking about bein bebalul, bein bekosos. That's only when you can't figure out which kos is which. But not by balul, because if you, they would be cholik by balul as well. And Rabbi Lezer holds ein bila, how would you know that the dama chatas got lemaila and the dama ola got lemata at all? You would have no idea that each dam ended up where it belongs. Okay, so now says the Gemara, we're going to have machlokas with the shirayim of a chatas. Let's say you're supposed to take the dam of a chatas payment and put it lemaila mechutz sikra, and then the shirayim is supposed to go on the bottom of the mizbech. What do we mean by that, on the bottom of the mizbech? Does it have to go into the yisod of the mizbech, or could it even go just somewhere on the wall of the mizbech, lemata mechutz sikra? So the terminology that we use is tchilas karban and sof karban. Tchilas karban are the actual matnos dam that you have to do. Sof karban is what we call the shirayim. That once you did your matnos dam, you pour the shirayim. So again, we're going to discuss where you pour the shirayim. We know the shirayim of achatas has to go lemata mechutz sikra, but does that mean on the wall of the mizbech lemata mechutz sikra, or only into the yama? So Amar Abayi lo shanu, when it says in our Mishnah that dam chatas gets mixed with dam ola, that Reb Elazar says, okay, first put dam, when you have this mixture, first put dam lemaila. And the Rabbanan say, no, pour it all out of the drainage system, don't put any of it on the mizbeach. That whole machlokas lo shanu ella tchilas chatas viola. That's only in a case where you're doing the original matnas dam. I mean, you hadn't been zorek any of the dam yet. So you got to figure out, what do I do with this dam? That's where Rabbi Eliezer says, take dam and put it lemaila. And the Chum said, no, pour all the dam into the amma. Aval sof chatas. But let's say the dam first got mixed up after it had already been shirayim. Sof chatas viola. Let's say you already did your matnas dam, and now you have sof chatas and tchilas ola, right? You have the shirayim of a carbon chatas, so you already did the matnas dam of the chatas lemaila mechutz sikra. Whatever blood you have left from the chatas is just shirayim, and you have the original dam of the ola, which you hadn't done a matnas dam yet, which belongs lemata mechutz sikra, and those damim got mixed in with each other. Oh, well, then divrei hakol, even the chachamim will say that you're not allowed to take dam chatas, you're not allowed to put the dam chatas lemaila because you're not allowed to be mishana the makom of the dam. Will be moda that makom ola, makom shirayim, that both of these dam belong in the same place anyway, because it's the wall of the mizbeach lemata mechutz sikra, the tchilas ola and the shirayim of the chatas both belong lemata mechutz sikra, so you're perfectly fine. So just put it all lemata mechutz sikra. So Amar le Rav Yosef. So what does that tell you? That shirayim does not need to be placed in the yisod of the mizbeach. It just needs to be placed lemata mechutz sikra. So Amar le Rav Yosef. Rav Yosef says to Abai, Hachi Amar Rav Yuda, shirayim tzrichin itztaba. No, the shirayim need to be put dafka on the itztaba. The itztaba means the yisod of the mizbeach, not on the wall of the mizbeach. So if you're going to take this taroves and put it on the wall of the mizbeach, you're doing the wrong thing with the shiare chatos. And therefore, the Rabban would still hold that you pour it all out into the yama. V'cheinam Rabbi Shimon, and Rabbi Shimon says, like Abaye, that lo shanu el tchilas chatos v'ola aval sov chatos v'ola divrei hakol makom ola makom shirayim, that the same thing that Abaye had said, that the whole discussion where the Rabban are going to say you have to pour it out into the yama, you have to pour it out into the drain, is when you have dam of a chatos, dam of an ola that got mixed together before you did any placement on the mizbeach. But if you were to have sov chatos, which means you already placed dam of the chatos lemaila mechutz sikra, and tchilas ola that get mixed in with one another, then even the Rabbanan would say that you could put it on the bottom part of the mizbeach because it's the same, they both belong in the same makom. And Amar Rabbi Yochanan v'item Rabbi Elazar adayini machlokas, and Rabbi Yochanan v'item Rabbi Elazar says like Rav Yosef had said that no, the shiarei chatos belong in the yisod of the Mizbeach, and therefore the Rabbanan will not be comfortable just putting this Dam Tarovas on the bottom half of the Mizbeach, because you're doing wrong by the Shirayim if you do such a thing, and therefore you got to pour it all out into the Amma. So it says, well, let's try to bring a Raya. Again, we're trying to figure out Shirayim of a Chatas. Does it need to go on the Yesoda Mizbeach, or could it go anywhere on the bottom half of the Mizbeach? So Masav Rav Huna Bar Yehuda, Rav Huna Bar Yehuda challenges Rav Yosef that it says in the Braisa that the Torah tells us as far as the Bechor goes that Kodesh Heim. So we darshin that the Kodesh Bechor always remain Kodesh as they were. She'im Nisariv B'dam Kodeshim Acherim, that if a dam of a Bechor gets mixed in with dam of other Kodeshim, Yikrivu, it remains Kodesh as it was, and therefore you're Makrivit. So my love, what is that talking about? The dam of Bechor got mixed in with what? So my love, Sof Ola Ubechor. Aren't we talking about a case where you had Sof Ola, meaning a carbon Ola dam that was already placed on the Mizbeach, and now you have Shirayim of the carbon Ola and Tchilas Bechor, where it's supposed to be on the wall of the Mizbeach, and it says Kodesh Heim, you put the Taroves on the wall of the Mizbeach, even though it's mixed in with Sof Ola. So Shema Mina, Makom Ola, Makom Shirayim. So don't you see that the Shirayim could be placed on the wall of the Mizbeach? It does not need to be placed in the Yisod of the Mizbeach. So it says, lo, tchilas ola ubechor. Who said we're talking about sof ola? Who said we're talking about shirayim at all? Maybe it just means bechor blood is mixed in with ola blood, and they both belong on the bottom half of the mizbeach. So put them both on the bottom half of the mizbeach. So it says, well, umay kamashmalan. What would the chiddush be if that's the case? Obviously, if you have two damim that both belong below the chutasikra, so you put the dam below the chutasikra, right? Meaning the only chiddush would have been if one of these damim is shirayim, and I would have thought that it needs to go into the Yesod, to tell me that anywhere at the bottom half of the Zech, that's already a Chiddush. But if we're talking about Tchilas Ola and Tchilas Bechor, so obviously it all goes in the same place. So it says, no, the Chiddush is, De'ein Olin Mevatlin Ze'ezeh, that the Dam of the two Karbanos are not Mevatel one another. We consider it as if you're fulfilling the mitzvah of both Karbanos when you place the Dam, L'mata Michot HaSikra. Says Gemara, nah, I already know that. Hai mi v'lokach mi dam ha-paro mi dam ha-sayir nafka. Don't we already know that when the Torah describes the avodah of Yom HaKippurim, and it says you take from the dam ha-paro and the dam ha-sayir, and you do stuff with the dam, and we're still calling it dam ha-sayir, even though it's mixed in with dam ha-paro, and dam ha-paro is way more dam than the dam ha-sayir. So you already see that damim is not mevatel one another, that amin b'mino of this dam and that dam is not mevatel one another. So that can't be the chiddush over here. So says Gemara, Tanayihi, Ikad Nafkle Me'acha, Ikad Nafkle Me'acha. Sure, that's the Chiddush over here. The Chiddush of Kodesh Heim, to tell me that even when Dam Bechor gets mixed in with Dam Ola, that you're Yotze both Karbanos by putting the Dam on the bottom of the Mizbeach, is that one Karban, is that the Dam of one Karban is not Mevatel, the Dam of the other Karban. I already know that Midam Apar Vidam Asoyer by Avodas Yom HaKippurim. Maybe not. Maybe one Tana holds that I know Ein Dam Mevatel Dam from Yom Kippur, and the other Tana holds, I know Ein Dam Mevatel Dam from Kodesh Heim that it says by Bechor. So you have two different sources for the same idea that the damim of two Karbanos are not Mevatel one another. Okay, says Gemara, let's try again. Masiv Rava, Rava challenges Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yochanan who hold that Shirayim must be placed on the Yesod, that being placed on the wall is not going to be good enough, because the Torah says by Karban Ola, V'ikrivu b'nei Aaron es Adam, Vizarku es Hadam. It keeps on saying es Hadam. So ma tamalomar dam dam. Why does what's it telling me by repeating the word dam when it says v'yikrivu and then you zorek dam each time it says dam? Pashut, what else are you going to be makabel and what else are you going to be zorek once you've already shechted it? Obviously, it's the dam. So there's a major girsa issue over here that goes v'tziyunim sort of plays around with or corrects. And the way we'll read it is as follows: minay. How would I know that Nisariv Dam Ola B'Dam Ola, Dam Ola B'Dam Tmura, Dam Ola B'Dam Chulin, that Yikrivu? How do I know that if you have Dam Ola that gets mixed in with other Dam Ola, or Dam Tmura of an Ola, or it gets mixed in with Dam Ola with Dam of a Chulin animal, that you're Makr of the Dam, even though one of them obviously is more voluminous than the other, one of them has a greater volume than the other, so you would think it's Mevatalit, Tamalomar, Dam Dam. That's why it says Dam dam, that eat when you have two different damim that are mixed in with one another, even though one of them by definition is the rov, it's not going to be exactly 50-50, we view them both as if they're still there. There is no bittul berov. So says Gemara, yachal ein li ela elu yikruvu. I would think from the word dam that only in the cases of dam ola, that's mixed in with the various damim that we just identified, that will be that you should be makriv. Sha'af im nisarvu mechayim yikruvu. Because in all the cases we just gave, even if these animals would have been mixed up with one another while they were alive, we would still be makriv them as karbanos. If an ola gets mixed in with another ola or with a tamuras ola, the halacha is you bring both animals as an ola. If it gets mixed in with chulin, the halacha is you sell them both and then buy tzarchei ola and bring animals as a carbon ola. So minayin afilu nesariv ba'asham. How do I know that even if dam ola gets mixed in with dam asham, that you're still makrivit? Even though the rule is if an actual animal, live animal that's an ola, were to be mixed up with a live animal that's an asham, the halacha would be you'd have to let it graze until it develops a mum. So aviani eshen is arif ba'asham. I learned from the word dam that even that which gets mixed in with an asham, she'elu ve'elu kache kachim, because at least they're both kache kachim, so they're similar to one another. It's similar to an ola getting mixed in with another ola. So therefore, I learned from that extra word dam that even when an ola gets mixed with a shlamim, when dam ola gets mixed with dam shlamim, neither one is bata. You can be makriv both of them. Okay, minayin afilu nesariv b'todu shlamim. How would I know that even an ola that gets mixed in with a todu or a shlamim, had live animals that are a todu or a shlamim got mixed up with a live animal that was an ola, you'd have to let it graze it till it develops a mum. So aviani eshin sariv b'todu shlamim. I know that even when the dam ola gets mixed with the todu shlamim, she'elu ve'elu matanarba, where the ola and the todu shlamim need matanarba. So that it's similar to a mixture of ola and ola. So I learned it from that. So the Brisa says, and from the second word dam, I learned that a tarovis of an ola with a bechor or meiser or a carbon pesach can also be brought. Minayin afilu nesariv bebechor u'meiser u'bepesach. How do I even know that if it's mixed, that if a carbon ola, the dam of an ola, gets mixed in with the dam of a bechor or the dam of meiser beim or the dam of a carbon pesach, even though had these been mixed in while they were alive, they would all be pasul because Bechor, Meiser, and Pesach are not kachim kachim, they're kachim kalim, and they're not nisan b'matan arba. Talmud Omar, dam dam. So even though they have no similarity to each other, I learned from that second word dam that even though they're all mixed together, all the blood is mixed together, neither one is mevatel the other. You can bring them both on the mizbeach. So that's what we learned from dam dam, that when olo dam gets mixed in with any other dam of any other karban, you could still, nothing is batel, and you could bring them both on the mizbeach. So my love, sof ola ubechar, isn't the Brisa talking about sof ola, meaning you already did the matan dam of the ola, and it's the shiore dam of the ola that gets mixed in with bechar dam that has not yet been placed on the mizbeach, and apparently we're saying you put it on the wall of the mizbeach. Shema mina makom ola makom shirayim, and isn't that therefore a raya, that when we say that the shirayim get placed on the bottom half of the mizbeach, it doesn't mean on the yisod of the mizbeach only, it means on the wall of the mizbeach. So it says, lo, tchilas ola ubechar. No, that's not what it's talking about. It's talking about the original dam ola. You hadn't been zorig anything yet. You hadn't been done any matan dam yet. And the original dam of Bukhar, you hadn't done anything yet. They get mixed together. They both, but you can put them both on the bottom half of the mizbeach. Well, my kamashmalan, what's the chiddush of that? That's pashut. Obviously, they're both placed on the same part of the mizbeach. No, you know what the chiddush is? De'in olim mevatan ze'ezeh. That even though one of them is greater in volume than the other, they're not mevatan each other. So says Gemara, but I already know that. Mivalaka chadam midamapar umidamasari nafka. I already know that from Avodas Yom HaKippurim. By Avodas Yom HaKippurim, it says you take from the damapar and the damasair, and it still calls it damasair, even though it's mixed in with so much more damapar. So says Gemara, you're right. But tanai, he ikat nafka le'meacha, v'ikat nafka le'meacha. It's a machlokas tanai. Where do I know this din that that a dam of two different carbonos kept mixed in with one another, that neither is batal, that ain't dam, mevatal dam, or that that ain't olin, mevatlin, ze'ezeh. So essentially, in the end of the day, we have three different opinions of where we learned that from. This basic principle that the dam of two different carbonos gets mixed in with one another, that they don't become batal. We have kodesh heim by Bukhar, we have dam dam by the carbonola, and we have v'lakach midam aparim, midam asair by avodas yom kippurim. So what's wrong with each of these limudim that you need opinions that we learned from other places? So hani tana'i, the ones that that learn it from kodesh heim or dam dam, we do not want to learn from avodas yom kippurim, because mi v'lakach midam aparim midam asair lo yalfi kasavri ein ma'arvin lekranos. They hold that the kohen would not actually mix the dam par and dam sa'ir when you put it on the kranos mizbeach hapnimi. He would only do it when he would put the dam of the sa'ir on the kranos mizbeach hapnimi. It was pure dam sa'ir. It wasn't mixed with dam par. When you put dam par on the kranos mizbeach hapnimi, it was pure dam par. It wasn't mixed with dam sa'ir. That happens to be a machlokas maseches yoma. So we're assuming like that opinion that they're not yet mixed, and that's why it's midam par midam sa'ir, because they're not mixed yet at that point. But had they been mixed at that point, maybe in Achinami, we would just call it dam apar, because the dam asar would be batil. Midam dam lo yalef, the other two tanaim don't want to learn from dam dam, because dam dam lo mashmalu. They just don't think that's a valid drasha. Question what that means. Does that mean they use it for something else? Or does that mean, for whatever reason, just the repeat of the word dam is not a significant enough basis to make a drasha? El mikodesh heim maitaim lo yalfi. But what's the problem from learning from the pasuk of kodesh heim by Bukhar? So kasavri kodesh heim kraven vein tumurasim kraven kreva, because they already use kodesh heim for a different drasha, that if you did a tumura of a Bukhar with another animal, even though it takes on the kedusha of a Bukhar, you cannot be makrivit. V'idach, and the Talmud, the Tana that learns from kodesh heim that ein olin mevatlin ze'ezeh, how does he know that the tumura of a Bukhar is not hukrav the mizbeach? So nafkalei mi imsharim sela Hashem who karavein tomorrow so kravi. He has a different drasha to tell me that the tamura of a bukhar is not hukrav. Okay, so now we go back to the original discussion. Is the makom olah the makom shirayim? When we say that you put the shirayim on the bottom of the mizbech, does that mean only the yisod, or does it mean even the wall of the mizbech? So Tashma will bring another raya from a brisa, that it says in the brisa that the blood of kachim that you need to put one needs to be put lamaila and one needs to be put lamata, and you mix the bloods together. Nasan lamaila, if you take that tarovus of dam and you put it lamaila, velo nimlach, and the kohen didn't ask what to do first. Elu ve'elu modim, even the chum who said, if you would have asked, I would have told him to spill it all out into the yama. But once he did, once he put lamaila, everyone's moda, shiachs revitin lamata, ve'elu ve'elu odlino, that he could now put the rest of it lamata, and that works. Why does that work? My love, the arv chatas v'ola, aren't we talking about a case where dam chatas got mixed in with dam ola, that the chatas, the dam of the chatas is supposed to call the maila, the dam of the ola is supposed to call the mata, v'kivin diavle the maila, and once you put a little bit of this tarovis, the maila, havalu shirayim. So your dam chatas has been taken care of, and now whatever you have left of the dam chatas is shiorei chatas, which has to go on the bottom of the mizbech. V'katani, Elu ve'elu modim shiach suvitin lamata, and apparently that you cover that by putting it lamata michut asikra. So shema mina makom al makom shirayim. Doesn't that tell you that your yotzei the shirayim not only by putting it into the yisod, but by putting it on the wall of the mizbeach? So kiyasa revizkar Yosef Amar Amri b'ma Rava hachem ha'yaskinan kigon di yariv chatas chitzona b'shirayim. No, the case in the Bryce is talking about where you have tchilas dam of chatas chitzona, where it's supposed to on the mizbeach achitzon on the maila by the kranos gets mixed in with shirayim of achatas that the dam was already put on the mizbeach apnimi and is supposed to be poured into the yisod. So if he would ask, the rabbanon would tell him to pour it all out into the ama, because the mitzvah of the shiorei apnimis is to pour it into the yisod, and you can't just put it on the kranos of the mizbeach achitzon. But if you already put it the maila, so now you have shirayim of two different karbanos, so they all go on the yisod. You're not putting it on the wall at all. Everything's going into the Yisod. So why doesn't the Tana say that it's a mixture of Shirayim? So Dilma Hakam Ashmalan. The Afilim and Yomer Shirayim Ma'akvin Chasru Ein Ma'akvin. And even if you hold that Shirayim of Achatas HaPnimis is Ma'akev, the Kashrus of the Korban, but if it's missing a little bit of the Shirayim before it gets spilled out into the, before it gets poured in the Yisod, then it's not going to be Ma'akev. So Amalei Rava Tosfal the Ravina Ho Kimnai Hi Baruba Elyonim. But we already said that price is talking about a case where the Chatas and the Ola Dam gets mixed in, and Rova the Dam Tarovis is from the Chatas that's supposed to be put Lamaila, the Kiyav Lamaila, Shir Tachton Avod, meaning we already on Amud Aleph and yesterday's Daf said that the case must be that you have a bare minimum of the Dam that's supposed to go the Mata, and what you put Lamaila is that volume plus, so that you know that what you put Lamaila included Dam that has to go Lamaila. Amalei, Hanimi Lamadiyam Meikara Bibol Pligi, Maskana Bikosis Pligi. No, at some point in the Gemara we changed. We said that Ukimta was only if you're assuming that they're arguing about Yesh Bila or Ein Bila. But once we say that the whole Machlokas is only by Kosos, is only with a mix, meaning that Ukimta was only if you're assuming that it was liquid that got mixed with liquid. But once in defending Ravashi's version of Reb Lazar, we said that it's not liquid getting mixed with liquid that they're talking about, it's identifying which Kos is which, then we don't have to make that Ukimta anymore, that you resurrect Lamaila, whatever needed to go Lamata plus. Okay, Bez Hashem, tomorrow we'll pick up at the Mishnah on the bottom.